Yamuna Jira, 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 Namastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namani Namaste Sarasati Devi.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jnana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Nitam Sya Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Gripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shrivasadi Govardhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Yesterday we were going through chapter 15 of the Bhagavad Gita.
昨天呢，我们讲了《博伽梵歌》的第十五章。
In the final verse of the chapter, in the final paragraph, Srila Prabhupada talks about the weakness of the heart.
在十五章的最后一个时节的，巴巴的钥匙的最后一部分，巴巴讲到了一个。 内心的这种软弱
Yeah, in the final paragraph of text 20
在第十五章第二十个世界钥匙的最后一段
Prabhupada said
爸爸说,
You can read the first two sentences
当一个人在彻底的 Krishna知觉中 在纯洁的奉献者的联谊中执行奉献服务时需要铲除某些特定的东西其中最重要的是克服内心的软弱性
First fall down, go on.
最初的堕落就是由想主宰物质世界的欲望导致的，如此就放弃了对至尊主的超然爱心服务。内心的第二项弱点是，当人主宰物质世界的倾向增强时，他就变得贪恋物质的所有，依附物质。
The problem is,
oh. 物质存在的问题就是由这些内心的弱点造成的。
So in the first five verses describe the process.
所以本章的前五十节描述了如何使自己摆脱掉内心弱点的方法。其余的十节，从第六十节到本章末，则讨论了至尊者的瑜伽。
So in Harinam Chintamani, there's discussion about what is the cause of offensive chanting?
在 Harinam Chintama 里有这样的讨论，也就是对如何造成了有冒犯的唱诵这样的一个问题的讨论。
We often hear devotees, they want to know how to improve their chanting.
我们经常听到奉献者说想要了解怎么去改进自己的唱诵。
One problem comes with offenses.
那一个问题就来自于冒犯。
But another problem is this weakness of the heart.
但另一个问题就在于内心的软弱。
Sometimes we think that chanting is not very important.
有的时候我们认为唱诵不是那么重要的。
We have so many other things to do in life.
我们生命中有很多其他的事情要去做。
We do a little, we do some chanting.
那我们做一点点的唱诵。
But we think, you know, there's many other things to be more concerned about.
但我们呢觉得还有其他更多的事情需要去关注。
So in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada explained, the first problem is that we want to lord over the material nature.
所以在这段要旨里，帕帕就讲到了第一个问题，就在于我们想要主宰物质世界。
We don't want to be the servant of Krishna.
我们不想成为 Krishna 的仆人。
We want to be the enjoyer ourselves.
我们想成为自己成为一个享受者。
And then the second problem is we become attached.To all the material things.
而第二项弱点呢，就我们变得开始依附于所有的物质事物。
Therefore, at the beginning of this 15th chapter, Krishna was talking about the banyan tree.
因此，在第十五章的一开始呢，Krishna 就描述了这棵榕树。
And he said, "We have to cut our way out of this tree."
他就讲到，我们一定要砍掉这棵树，从这棵树这儿摆脱出来。
Because this tree is very big.We don't know where it begins or where it ends.
因为这个树是这么的巨大，我们不知道它从哪儿开始，又到哪儿结束。
We're trying to get out.
我们是想要从这树这儿出来的。
We have to use axe to cut out.
我们要用一把斧子把它砍掉。
And this axe is detachment.
而这把斧子就是弃绝。
When we become detached from the material existence.
当我们弃绝物质存在的时候。
So.This sets something of the scene for the next chapter. We're going to go on to chapter 16 today.
所以下面呢，我们要进入到第十六章。
And chapter 16 is describing the divine and demoniac natures.
第十六章就描述了神圣与邪恶的两品性。
Prabhupada explained one time, he said, there are only two natures, divine and demoniac.
帕帕有一次曾经这样的解释说，其实只有两种品性的存在，神圣的与邪恶的。
If we're not divine, then we must be demoniac.
如果我们不是神圣的，那我们就是邪恶的。
There's nothing in between.
没有一个中间状态。
But we have to. We're going. Lord Krishna had also explained in the banyan tree how there's different branches. Some branches are higher and some are lower.
那主 Krishna 也在进行榕树的描述的时候，他也讲到有不同的枝，有的高一些，有的低一些。
On the higher branches, there are the demigods, the devas. They have good qualities.
在这些更高的枝上呢，有这些半神人，他们有更好的品性。
On the bottom, there's all the demonic qualities.
而在底部呢，所有的这些邪恶的品性存在。
So Lord Krishna is going to explain to us very clearly.What are these qualities?
那下面呢，主 Krishna 要给我们非常清楚的描述这些品质到底是什么。
The first two verses, the first three verses begin is going to describe divine qualities.
前面一到第三个世界呢，就开始描述这些神圣的品性。至尊人格神说，无所畏惧，净化身心，培养灵性知识，乐善好施，自控自律。奉行祭祀，研习伟大经，修持苦行，简朴坦率，不用暴力，说真话，远离嗔怒，怡然气绝，清净平和，不求全责备，不吹毛求屁，怜悯众生，不贪婪，儒雅持重，谦逊和蔼，坚定不移，生气勃勃，宽恕大度，坚韧不拔，洁净不污，远离嫉妒，不慕虚荣。巴拉特之子呀，这些超然的品质属于禀赋神圣本性的圣者。
Krishna has listed 26 divine qualities.
Krishna 列举了26项神圣的品质。
Just like there's also 26 qualities of devotees.
我们知道奉献者也有26项品质。
But there's some differences.
但是呢，这两者之间有一些区别。
Now these 26 qualities are understood that some qualities are for sannyasis, some are for grihasthas, some are for brahmachari.
那这里的这26项品质呢，实际上是有的是针对 sannyasi， 有的是针对 grihastha， 有的是针对brahmacharis。
According to the different education people have, they should develop different qualities.
那根据一个人所接受教育的程度的不同呢，他们会培养特定的一些品质。
But all of these qualities are divine.
但所有这些品质都是神圣的品质。
Prabhupada explains in the third paragraph, the last sentence, the qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities meant for making a person progress in spiritual understanding so that he can get liberated from the material world. Third paragraph of the purport, third paragraph, last sentence. Last sentence.
要指的第三段的最后一句话。
The qualities mentioned herein are explained as transcendental qualities.
在这里提到的这些品质呢，就称为超然的品质。
They are meant for making a person progress.
他们是为
under spiritual understanding.
让了一个人不断的进步，取得这种灵性的进步。
So he can get liberated from the material world.
这样呢，他就可以解脱于物质存在。
The first quality is mentioned fearlessness. This is meant for sannyasis.
第一个品质提到的是无所畏惧，实际上这是针对 sannyasi 的一个品质。
Women are not expected to be fearless.
女子呢是不被期盼无所畏惧的。
But sannyasis are expected to be fearless.
但 sannyasi 呢，他们是被期盼着要变得无所畏惧。
In the sense that they don't depend on other people.
那也就是说他们不依赖于其他的人。
In the material ordinary people in material we depend on other people.
在物质世界的普通人呢，人们都是依附着依赖着其他人。
But a sannyasi renounces the world because he's simply depending on Krishna.
但一个 sannyasi 呢，由于他只是依赖 Krishna， 所以他可以弃绝整个世界。
He does not just think This person has money, he will take care of me.
他不会想啊，这个人有钱，他会照顾我。
The sannyasi has to think that wherever he goes, he will just simply depend on Krishna.
Sannyasi 不管他去到哪儿，他只是依赖于 Krishna.
One time, a sannyasi wanted to come to go to another temple, and he told the temple, "You send me a plane ticket so I can come."
有一次一个 sannyasi 想去一个庙，然后他跟这个庙里的人说，那你们把这个机票给我过来，这样我可以去。
But Prabhupada said, no, he said, you should depend on the mercy of Krishna.
但帕瓦说不要，你应该只是依赖于 Krishna 的仁慈。
You shouldn't depend on other people to take care of you.
你不应该期盼着依赖着其他人来照顾你。
And just simply depend on whatever mercy Krishna gives.
应该只是依赖于不管 Krishna 给我什么样的仁慈。
So Prabhupada showed that nice example how he went to America with nothing.
那 Prabhupada 自己也是做了很好的榜样，他怎么去到美国？他当时一无所有。
He sold one set of Bhagavatams on the boat that he was traveling on.
他当时在旅行的这个船上呢，卖出了一套博加瓦坛。
And that was the only money he had when he arrived in America.
那是他到达美国的时候，他所有的钱。
He said it was spending. It could be spent in a few minutes in America.
那据说呢，在美国这点钱几分钟就会被花光了。
But he simply depended on Krishna.
但是。他只是依赖着 Krishna.
So the sannyasi is meant to live like that. We see this example in great saintly devotees.
那一个 sannyasi 实际上他应该这样去生活。我们也在这些伟大的奉献者身上看到了，他们确实在这样的生活。
Dhruva Maharaj was a young boy, 5 years old.
Dhruva Maharaj 只是一个小孩子，当时只有5岁大的年纪。
He went into the forest to find God.
去到森林里去寻找神。
Even Narada Muni came and he was testing him. He was saying, "You're too young. You should go home. Come back when you're a big boy."
那当时 Narada Muni 也来了，他就考验这位马师说：“你现在太小了，你先回家去吧。等你长大一些，你再过来。”
But Dhruva said, "Are you going to help me?"
但 Dhruva 说：“你是不是要帮我？”
Don't waste my time.
不要浪费我的时间。
Can you tell me where I can find God?
你能不能告诉我能在哪儿找到神？
So Narada Muni saw he was very determined.
所以 Narada Muni 看到他这么有决心。
He was fearless.
他是毫无畏惧的。
Big lion would come and roar in his face.
大狮子会来冲他的脸就吼。
And Dhruva would look him in the eyes and say, "Are you God?"
那 Dhruva 盯着他说，你是神吗？
Yeah, he was fearless.
他是毫无畏惧的。
Prahlad was also fearless.
Prahlad 也是无所畏惧。
His father was going to kill him in so many ways.
他的父亲以各种各样的方式想杀死他。
Prahlad didn't bother.
Prahlad 一点也没受打扰。
He just remembered Krishna.
他只是记着 Krishna.
When his father threw him off the mountain, they had him thrown off the mountain.
那他父亲把他从山上扔下去。
They had him put in the bottom of a pit with poisonous snakes.
把他放在一个装满毒蛇的一个罐子里。
They put him in boiling oil.
放在燃滚的热油里。
Prahlad just remembered Krishna.
Prahlad 他只是记忆 Krishna.
Krishna protecting.
Krishna 也保护了他。
So, Vaishnava sannyas is meant for the service of Krishna.
所以 Vaishnava sannyas 他们应该是为了 Krishna 的服务而生活的。
Mayavadis say take sannyas to become God.
Mayavadi 他们接受 sannyas 是为了成为神。
But Vaishnava sannyas is to use everything in the service of God.
但 Vaishnava sannyas 是为了把一切都用于对 Krishna 的对神的服务。
Sannyasi has to follow many different rules.
Sannyas 要遵从不同的这些规范原则。
Some of the next qualities are mentioned for the sannyasi also that.Cultivation of spiritual knowledge.
下一个品质也是针对 sannyasi 的，是讲培养灵性知识。
And purification of existence.
并且净化身心。
Sannyasi has to be very careful how he leads his life.
Sannyasi 应该非常小心他怎么样的去过他的生活。
Lord Chaitanya was very strict in associating with women.
主 Chaitanya 对于妇女联谊这点上非常的严格。
Women, even today, Mayavadi sannyasis.A woman cannot come near them.
即使今天的这些 Mayavadi sannyasi, 一个女子是不能够去接近这样的一位 sannyasi 的。
Just like in Thailand, if you go to Thailand, you can see monks also. They're very strict how they associate, how they deal with women.
Okay. 所以在泰国呢，如果大家去也可以看到这种和尚，他们跟妇女打交道也是非常的小心的。
Because I preach also in Thailand, so sometimes I go and distribute books.
Maharaj 也在泰国，去传教。他有时候出去派书。
So sometimes women want to buy a book.
有的时候女子过来，她想买书。
But they cannot put money in your hand.
但他们不能直接把钱递到你手里。
A woman cannot put money in the hand of a monk.
一个女子呢，不能把钱直接放到一个和尚的手里。
She can give money to him. She will put it on the table, and then the monk will pick up.
他呢可以给他是放在那个桌子上，然后这个人把它拿起来。
Or they can sannyasi has an uttariya, an outer cloth, and they will hold the cloth open, and they will simply put the money in the cloth.
或者呢 ，sannyasi 有这样的一个上衣式的这个布兜，他打开之后，他们把钱放到这个里边。
But they will not put the hand, not hand to hand.
但他们不会这个手放到手里的这种方法。
This is.Common knowledge in Taiwan.
这是在泰国的一个普通常识。
So, sannyasis have to be very careful. They can never be alone with a woman.
Sannyasis 所以应该非常的小心，他们从来也不应该跟一个女子单独在一起。
Actually, Chanakya Pandit says any learned person should never be alone with a woman, even if it's his mother, sister, or daughter.
Who
said? Chanakya.
Chanakya 他这样的说，他说一个真正有学识的人，他从来不应该独自跟一个女子在一起，不管尽管是他的母亲和或者姐妹，也不应该在单独在一起，女儿也不应该单独在一起。
So especially sannyasis, they have to be careful.
特别是 sannyasi, 他们应该非常的小心。
And they have to use their time to study scripture.
并且他们应该花时间来学习经典。
Because their duty is to teach.
因为他们的职责在于教导。
They have to study themselves and they have to teach to others.
他们要自己学习并且去教导其他人。
So in this way they cultivate spiritual knowledge.
所以这样的话他们去培养灵性的知识。
Now the next quality is charity.
那下面一个品质呢是乐善好施。
Now sannyasis are not expected to give charity.
Sannyasi 是不被期盼的给予布施的。
Because sannyasis are not supposed to keep any money.
因为 sannyasi 呢，他不应该存任何的钱。
Not only sannyasis, brahmacharis also are not to keep any money.
不光 sannyasi, brahmachari 他们也不应该留钱。
Means no money, not for sense gratification.
那这意思实际上是没有为了感官享乐而准备的钱。
They have to keep money for other things, but not for sense gratification. For Krishna's service, they need money.But not for sense gratification.
他们可能为其他事情来攒一些钱，为 Krishna 的服务他们会花钱，但绝对不是为了感官享乐会去留钱。
Just like if we would give money to Prabhupada, Prabhupada would say yes, put it in my book fund.
所以，就像我们如果给 Prabhupada 钱，他们说好的，把这个放到我的书籍的资金里边。
And he would use that money for publishing a new book.
那他就会用这个钱来印新的书籍。
So.The brahmacharis, the vanaprastas, sannyasis, they don't keep money. They don't have money.
Brahmachari, vanaprastha, 还有 sannyasi, 他们是不留钱在身上。
Because they live on the charity from the grihasthas.
依靠着从 grihastha 那儿来的布施而生活的。
Yeah, because they're practicing spiritual life, they don't have jobs, they just simply depend on charity.
因为呢，他们在修习灵性的生活，他们没有去做工作。他们只是依赖布施而生活。
Charity is the duty of the grihasthas.
布施呢是 grihastha 他们的职责。
And Prabhupada would say grihasthas should give 50% of their income for the service of Krishna consciousness.
帕帕曾说呢 ，grihastha 他为了 Krishna 知觉的这些服务，他应该用50%的收入来支持。
Quite difficult.
很难呢。
People think how will I live?
那人们会问，哎呀，那我还怎么生活呀？
But anyway, this is, the idea is that your income, you use it to maintain your family. They're also devotees. If they're also devotees, then that's in the service of Krishna.
那如果我们的这个家人他们也是奉献者，我们的钱用来维系他们的话，那这也是我们的奉献服务。
Just like here, you have deities. You need to offer food, and we buy flowers for them. So this is also for Krishna's service.
所以在这儿呢，我们有神像，我们要给供奉食物，我们要买鲜花给他们，这些都是对 Krishna 的奉献服务。
Not that you have to give all your money away to the temple.
不是说要把你的钱都给到庙里去。
But you use the money for spiritual activity.
而是说我们用钱呢花在科舍知觉当中这些灵性的活动上。
So we can understand here how there's different duties for different people and different according to their positions, their situations.
所以呢就此我们就可以理解对不同地位不同处境的人他们是有各自不同的一些职责要去履行的。
Then Prabhupada talks aboutself-control.
下面的帕帕讲到了自控自律。
Certainly a sannyasi has to be self-controlled.
当然一个 sannyasi 要去自律。
But in this case, Prabhupada says this regulation is meant for householders.
但帕帕在这里说呢，这个规范是对这些居士来而言的。
Yeah, one should not think, well, I'm a householder, I'm not expected to control my senses.
那一个人不能想啊，我是一个居士，我不用去控制我的感官。
No, the householders they are expected to be self-controlled.
不是这样的，一个居士他应该去做这种自控自律的活动。
And Prabhupada explains about the regulation between in the modern times there's no real regulation in mixing between the sexes.
帕帕在这里就想到说在当代呢对这种异性间的交往它没有规范和原则。
But actually, to have a good society, the men and women should be, the husband and wife, they should be very careful how they relate with each other. They must control their relationship, particularly the sex life.
但是呢在一个良好的社会里实际上 即使是夫妻的话，他们也应该很小心的去学习怎么样互相相处，那要控制这种感官的活动，尤其是性生活。
This is part of the divine quality.
那这是神圣品质的一项。
Demonic quality is to simply want to enjoy sex.
那这种恶魔的邪恶的品质在于他只是想去自由的享受性生活。
Just like in they have things like family planning programs and contraceptive methods, so that people don't have to have children.
所以现在就有这种所谓的家庭计划的工程，包括这些避孕的方式，这样人们就不用去生孩子。
So this is a sinful, this is a demonic way of life.
那实际上这是一种非常邪恶的生活方式。
But in Krishna consciousness, we want to cultivate this self-control.
但在 Krishna 知觉当中，我们想培养起这种自控自律。
Then householders also can perform sacrifice.
那下面呢？居士也可以做这种祭祀。
Yeah. But sacrifices cost a lot of money.
但祭祀呢，需要花大量的钱。
You know, we don't have so much money these days to perform these sacrifices.
那当今呢，我们没有这么多钱来做这些祭祀活动。
And there are no good brahmanas also.
并且也没有好的 brahmana.
So the only sacrifice we can do in the Kali Yuga is sankirtan.
在卡利年代，我们唯一能够做的这种祭祀就是 sankirtan.
The chanting of the holy name.
圣名的唱诵。
Of course, this can be done not only by the householders but by everyone.
当然这不只是居士从事的活动，这是所有人都可以去做的活动。
But especially the householders in their home, they need to do sankirtan.
但特别呢是居士，他们在家里应该去做 sankirtan.
Yeah, and then this way the home will become peaceful.
那这种方式，这个家庭生活就变得非常平和。
The home will be purified, sanctified by the chanting of the holy names.
那藉着这圣名的唱诵，这个家里都会受到净化，被圣化。
So these are some of the different duties of. Oh, another one is mentioned. Tapasya, austerity. Prabhupada said it's meant for retired life.
另外一项讲的 tapasya, 苦行。Prabhupada 说这是为了这些退休的人而准备的。
And Prabhupada explains, one should not remain always simply a grihastha.
Prabhupada 他说一个人不应该总是一直待着这个 grihastha 的阶段。
Yeah, grihastha is only one phase of life. You have to go through grihastha life to the next ashram.
Grihastha 呢，只是生活的一面。我们一定要穿越这个 grihastha 之后，进入到下一个阶段。
Into the retired life.
也就是进入退休的这样一个阶段。
Where one simply will perform, where one will do some austerity.
那这个阶段人应该做苦行。
Yeah, that austerity, what that should be there in the.Chanting of the holy name, studying the scriptures, but
苦行也包括唱诵圣名、学习经典等等。
Austerity is meant for later in life.
那苦行呢，是在这个生命的后面的阶段应该去做的。
Reducing one's eating and sleeping.
减少一个人的吃饭和睡眠。
And using one's time more for spiritual practice.
那把更多的时间花在灵性的休息上。
So this is tapasya.
这就是 tapasya.
Prabhupada writes here, he says that without tapasya, no human being can get liberation.
Prabhupada 在这里说，没有苦行，无人能获得解脱。
And by tapasya, we get purified.
而通过 tapasya 呢，我们可以得到净化。
We're just coming on Monday, will be the last day of the Chaturmasya, the 4 months of austerity.
那我们很快呢就到 Chaturmasya 的最后一天了。这个 Chaturmasya 意味着四个月的苦行。
So Prabhupada gave very simple regulations for Chaturmasya.
给了 Chaturmasya 的非常简单的一些规范。
And these regulations meant for all the devotees.
那这些规范原则呢，是为了所有奉行者都应该遵守。
Some people think, no, this is only for the sannyasis.
有些人觉得啊，这只是为了 sannyasi 才应该去做。
No, it's for all devotees.
其实不是的，是所有的奉行者都应该做的。
Yeah, the first month, no green leaf.
第一个月没有绿叶菜。
The second month, no yogurt.
第二个月没有酸奶。
And the third month, no milk.
第三个月没有牛奶。
And the fourth month, you should avoid all the high protein foods.
第四个月呢，是要避免所有的这些高蛋白质类的食物。
All these soya products, you should not eat.
比如说黄豆类的这些东西，豆类的都不应该吃。
Yeah, for 1 month.
一个月的时间。
Avoid all these high protein foods.
避免所有这些高蛋白质的东西。
This is Chaturmasya.
这就是 Chaturmasya.
And this is a simple form in which everyone can do a little austerity.
所以这是爸爸给的非常简单的方式，因此呢，每个人都可以做这么一点点的苦行。
Because by austerity we become purified.
因为通过苦行，我们才能受到净化。
And when we are purified, then we will experience real pleasure.
而我们受到净化的时候，我们才能够感受到真正的快乐。
So this is why we have to cultivate these qualities.
这是为什么我们要培养起这些品性。
Ahimsa is mentioned, non-violence.
Ahimsa 也就是非暴力，在这里也提到了。
Real non-violence means not only to animals but to people also.
非暴力呢，不只是对动物，那也是针对不要对其他人做暴力。
We are violent to people if we do not help them to progress in spiritual life.
如果我们不帮助人们在灵性上进步，我们就是在对其他人做暴力活动。
We should try to give Krishna consciousness to everyone.
我们应该努力尝试着把 Krishna 知觉给予每一个人。
And we have to control anger.
那我们应该控制愤怒。
That will be mentioned later in this chapter.
那在这一章的后面有提到这一点。
Prabhupada mentions another quality is fault finding. One should not find fault with others or correct them unnecessarily.
爸爸还讲到另外一点，也就是说不吹毛求疵，一个人不应该去挑其他人的过错，不必要的指正他人。
Now, Prabhupada continues, to call a thief is not fault finding.
爸爸继续说，叫一个贼为窃贼，这并不是求全责备。
But to call an honest person a thief is very offensive.
但把一个诚实的人说成是贼，这就非常冒犯了。Mm-hmm.
Especially if that person is making advancement in spiritual life.
尤其如果这个人呢在灵性上在不断的进步的话，那这就是更大的冒犯了。
So there are 26 different qualities mentioned there. We said they're all.For cultivating these transcendental qualities.
所以这里讲到的二十六项品格都是超然的品性。
Prabhupada, the last sentence I will read of the purport. The last sentence. The purport is that even though material conditions are miserable, if these qualities are developed by practice by all classes of men.Then gradually it is possible to rise to the highest platform of transcendental realization.
那在这要旨的最后一句是这样写的，这里的要旨是，即便物质条件悲苦不堪，如果各阶层人士都在实践中去培养这些品质，那么就有可能逐渐升至超然觉悟的最高层面。
Prabhupada was on a television program, the man was asking him,How will we recognize these devotees?
所以爸爸有一次在他的一个电视节目上，一个人就问他说：“我们怎么能够认出你的奉献者呢？”
Prabhupada said, "Oh, they will be perfect. They will behave very nicely."
爸爸就回答说：“他们会非常好的去行事。”
Yeah, a devotee is known by his qualities.
一个奉献者呢，是由于他的这些品质而被人了解认知的。
So it's important for us to cultivate these good qualities.
所以呢，我们都应该培养这些品质。
And will help us to transcend, to get free from the material nature.
这就能帮我们超越于物质自然的这些属性。
So Krishna has explained the divine qualities. Now he's going to go on in great detail to explain more about the demonic qualities.
那前面呢，奎沙就解释了这些神圣的品质，而接下来呢，奎沙他讲到了这些邪恶的品性。
He mentioned six qualities first.
首先讲到了六项品质。
Text four.
第四个师节，骄傲、自大、自满、嗔怒、苛刻、无知， 这些品质属于邪恶本性 Prita 之子啊。
So after hearing these qualities, Krishna was worried. Arjuna may be thinking, maybe I'm a demon.
那 Krishna 他就担心啊，阿尔朱纳在听完前面这些好品之后，他阿尔朱纳会想啊，我是个恶魔。
Because Arjuna's there in the battlefield, he's getting ready to fight.
因为阿尔朱纳当时在战场上，他准备着要去作战呢。
Maybe it's out of his pride.
那也许是出于他的骄傲。
Or maybe he's being too harsh.
或者呢，他是太苛刻了。
So Krishna, in the next verse, in text 5, Krishna says, "Don't worry, Arjuna. You are born of divine quality."
而在第五个世界呢 ，Krishna 就说啊，阿尔朱纳，你不用担心，你是出生就有这些神圣的品性的。
From birth, we all have these qualities.
其实从出生开始，我们都有这些品质。
It's not that we develop, you know, from our very birth in the womb, we're born with particular either godly qualities or demonic.
其实我们还在母亲子宫的时候，我们就已经注定了有这些或者邪恶或者神圣的品质。
So Krishna tells Arjuna, "Don't worry, you're born with divine quality."
因此 ，Krishna 就告诉 Arjuna, 你不用担心，你出生就带着这些良好的品性。
And Prabhupada explains why in the purport.
Prabhupada 在要旨里解释了为什么。
He says that Arjuna in the battlefield, Arjuna is not just thinking only to kill Bhishma and Drona. He's thinking, should I or shouldn't I?
因为呢，阿尔朱纳在战场上，他并没有想着只是去要去杀死 Bhishma, 杀死 Drona. 他想的是，我到底应不应该这么做？
Yeah, he's considering the situation very carefully.
他在非常小心的考虑整个的一个局势。
He's not caught up in hate and passion.
他不是由于这种仇恨和这种激情。
He's not just thinking I'm going to kill those guys.
他不是就想啊，我要杀了这些人。
They did so many bad things to us. Now I'm going to get revenge.
他们做了对我们做了这么多恶事，现在我要报仇了。
No, he's thinking, is this right? Am I doing the right thing?
他不是这样想的，他是在思考我是不是应该这么做，我是这么做是不是恰当正确的。
And he surrendered himself to Krishna and said, Krishna, I'm your disciple, tell me what to do.
并且他把自己臣服于 Krishna, 他说 Krishna, 我是您的门徒，请您告诉我应该怎么做。
So, Krishna explains, he goes on, text 6, there are two kinds of beings, divine and demonic.
之后呢 ,Krishna 在第六个世界他继续解释了有两种生物体，一种是神圣的，一种是邪恶的。
How can we understand who is the divine and who is the demonic?
我们怎么才能理解谁是神圣的，谁是邪恶的呢？
It's by who follows the scriptures and who doesn't.
那实际上这是基于谁去追随经典，谁不去。
The demonic, they don't care what's in the scripture.
邪恶的人他不在意经典里到底有什么，说了什么。
But those people with divine qualities, they will try to follow the scriptures.
但那些有神圣品性的人，他们会试着去追随经典。
At the end of the purport of that text 6, Prabhupada writes, it is.Both the demigods and the demons are born of the Prajapatis.
所以在第六世界的要旨里，Prabhupada 说，半神圣恶魔均由主 Prajapati 所生。
The only difference is one obeys the Vedic injunctions, the other does not.
唯一的区别在于前者遵行伟达训示，而后者充耳不闻。
So this is the criterion for separating the.Divine and the godly and the ungodly.
所以这就是区分一个神性的和一个恶魔性的这样的一个分水岭。
So, text 6, Krishna is going to go on to describe more about these demonic qualities.
那在下面第七个世界 ，Krishna 进一步的解释这些恶魔的品性。
This is a famous verse: Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidur asuraha.Na socham, na pichacharo, na satyam, teshu vidyate. Those who are demonic do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them.
这是一个很有名的世界，第七个世界。那些邪恶的人不知道应该做什么，不该做什么，在他们身上找不到清洁、正当的行为和真诚。
So there is pravritti and nivritti. There are two paths. Pravritti means to enjoy.
所以有这样两种方式。Pravritti 的意思是去享受。
And nivritti means to give up.
Nivritti 的意思是去放弃。
To turn away from.
去从这些感官享乐上转开。
Just like if you offer the devotee some cigarettes and cup of tea, the devotee will say.
就像你如果给奉献者一支烟，给他一杯茶，奉献者他会拒绝的。
But if you offer to somebody else, they're very happy.
但是你给其他人，他们很高兴的就接受了。
They are pravritti. Devotee is nivritti.
所以他们这种人是 pravritti， 一个奉献者他是 nivritti。
We say no meat, fish, egg.
我们说没有鱼肉蛋。
No intoxication.
不去使用麻醉品。
No gambling.
不去参与赌博。
No illicit sex.
不去进行非法性行为。
Yeah, we are the no path.
所以我们是不否认的那种。
We reject, we give up. This is nivritti.
我们放弃，我们拒绝，这是叫做 nivritti.
But for the materialist, it's all yes, give me, I want.
但对物质主义者总是好的，我要。
Just like Prabhupada gives the example, the pig. If you offer the pig some halava cooked with ghee.
爸爸举了个例子，如果你给一头猪，给它用 ghee 做的 halava， 它不要。
But if you offer stew,
但你给它粪便的话，它就很香喷喷的去吃。
So our path is no nonsense.
所以我们的这个程序就是没有这些胡作非为的行为。
Give up all the nonsense.
放弃所有这些胡作非为的事。
All the sinful activities.
所有这些罪恶的活动。
That's not for the devotee.
这些都不是一个奉献者应该做的。
The demons, they want that.
那些恶魔他们才想要这些东西。
They don't know what is actually good for them.
他们不知道什么是真正对他们有益处的。
They want sinful life so badly.
他们是这么热切的要去过罪恶的生活。
Just like chanting.
就像唱诵。
They cannot tolerate.
他们容忍不了唱诵。
The demons, if you're chanting, will say, "Shut up."
这些恶魔如果你唱诵，他们说闭嘴，不要唱。
Prabhupada saw he was there in America, and 7 o'clock in the morning, he would have a little kirtan.
爸爸当时在美国，早上七点钟呢，他会做一点 kirtan.
Immediately, people from upstairs come down.Stop! What's all this?
楼上人咣咣咣就开始敲，停下来干什么呢？你们
？Prabhupada said, outside so many big trucks, so much noise.
爸爸说，你看外头这大卡车这么多，很吵很闹。
But they will complain. You sit and chant.
但是你坐在那唱 Hare Krishna， 这些人倒是来抱怨。
They cannot tolerate.
他们对这一点容忍不了。
Prabhupada said, even the ghosts cannot tolerate.
爸爸说，即使 ghost，
even the
鬼。鬼都容忍不了。
Yeah, even the ghosts will go away if you chant Hare Krishna.
如果你唱 Hare Krishna， 鬼都会跑掉的。
Prabhupada he rented a big house one time. Nobody wanted the house. They all said there's ghosts.
有一次他租了一个大房子，那个人没人租，说有鬼。
Prabhupada just went around chanting Hare Krishna.
爸爸就去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
All the ghosts left.
所有的这些鬼都跑了。
So all the ghost-like people, they also go away when we chant Hare Krishna.
那我们唱诵 Hare Krishna， 所有这些像鬼魂般的人物也都会被驱散掉的。
As soon as we start the kirtan, you know, all the ghosts go away.
一旦我们开始 kirtan， 所有的鬼都会跑掉。
So, it says neither cleanliness nor proper behavior nor truth is in them.
那这里就想在他们身上找不到清洁正当的行为或者真诚。
Cleanliness, devote. We have to be very clean.
清洁，那我们应该是非常洁净的。
Taking bath, cleaning the heart also. Not cleaning cleanliness externally and internally.
我们呢要沐浴，也要净化内心，也就是说内在外在的都应该清洁。
Prabhupada speaks about how people even do black market business. They do business in the black market. They do business in illegal ways to make money.
Prabhupada 就描述，他就说有些人他们做这种黑市的交易，他在黑市上去赚钱，是一种违法的方式去赚钱。
He said this is not clean.
他说这不干净。
And people eat food which is not clean.
人们也吃这些不干净的食物。
You know, meat, fish, eggs, these are not clean.
鱼肉蛋这些都不是干净的东西。
Devotees, we are very clean.
奉献者呢，我们是非常洁净的。
We're supposed to wash our hands, feet, and mouth.
那我们实际上吃饭应该洗手、漱口、洗脚。
Yeah, when you enter a temple, you see the little big place where you can wash your hands, feet.
我们去庙的时候，我们看到门口总是有这样的可以洗手洗脚的地方。
After eating prasadam, you must wash.
在这个荣耀完 prasadam 之后，我们也一定要去洗干净。
The brahmachari should take bath once a day.
Brahmachari 呢，一天至少应该沐浴一次。
Grihasthas twice a day.
Grihastha 应该沐浴两次。
Sannyasi is three times.
Sannyasi 呢，一天应该三次。
If you have no water, then you have to take bath in the holy name.
那如果没有水的话，我们可以用圣名来沐浴。
There are different ways to bathe.
有不同的方式我们可以去沐浴。
But we do care. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
那我们呢，这一点一定要注意，因为神清洁是仅次于神性品的一项品质。
清洁与神性相邻。
相邻。清洁与神性相邻。
We certainly do, but the demons they won't care about.
但这些恶魔呢，他们是对此毫不在意的。
I was staying in a college one time.
马拉只有一次在一个大学。
In Beijing.
在北京。
And there was no hot water.
但是没有热水。
So they were asking, they said.Are you okay? You know, there'll be no hot water for a few days. Can you? Will it be all right?
他们就问说，那个这有几天都没有热水，行不行啊？可不可以？
So there were some other people, other foreigners. They say, "Oh, you're no problem. You know, we only take bath once a week."
有一些其他的法国人就说，没关系，我们一个星期洗一次澡，没问题。
There was only me. There was one African boy and me. We said, "Well, I have to take a bath every day."
有一个非洲孩子和马拉，他说：“哎呀，我们要天天沐浴的呀。”
I was so surprised. Everybody else said, "Oh, no problem, no problem."
马拉很惊讶，其他人都说没问题，没关系的。
Most people they don't bathe.
所以这大部分人他们不是太洗太多澡。
And Prabhupada saw even in America they don't bathe.
他看到在美国人他们也不太多的沐浴。
Nowhere people in their homes they don't have any place to take a bath.
有的人家里都没有地方去洗澡。
So the demons, demonic quality, they don't care about cleanliness.
这些恶魔的这些有邪恶品行人，他们不在意洁净不洁净。
But devotees, we have to pay attention to this.
但奉献者呢，我们应该对此非常的在意。
The next text, text number 8.
第八个世界。
They say this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no cause other than lust.
他们说这个世界不真实，无根基，也没有主宰的神。他们说世界产生于性欲，除了色欲，别无他因。
So Prabhupada says, he says, is it possible? There's no God, there's no one in control.
Prabhupada 就问了，这可能吗？没有人主宰。
Do you ever see any place there's nobody in charge?
你有没有看到过任何地方那儿没有人管？
No, you ever walk into a shop? There's no one in charge.
你有没有去到一个商店？这个商店没人管。
You walk into an office or a home.
去到一个办公室或者去到一个家。
Nobody in charge.
然后这地方是没人管的。
Wherever you go, there's somebody in charge.
其实你不管去到哪儿，都有某些人在主管着这个地方。
Not only in China, everywhere.
不光在中国，世界各处都是这样的。
So.Here we see this universe. There's so many planets moving in space.
那在这儿呢，我们看到这个宇宙有这么多的星球在这儿有规律的运转。
Can you do you really think there's nobody in charge?
你真的能相信就没有人主宰控制这一切吗？
Just like if some plane is flying in the sky, You think there's nobody there, nobody controlling it?
比如说一个飞机在天空飞，你觉得这飞机是没有人驾驶，没有人控制的吗？
Everything has some pilot, some driver, somebody in charge.
那这上肯定是有或者飞行员或者司机，每个人要控制这个。
But for the atheists, they say, well, but this world, there's nobody in charge.
那无神论者他们却说啊，没有人管，没有人负责。
How did it come about?
但是那
where did it come from? Just by chance.
它是怎么产生的呢？只是由一个偶然产生的。
Just like Beijing, we see so many streets, big buildings.
就像北京，我们看到有这么多街道，高高的建筑。
So many trains, underground trains and up sky trains.
那有这么多的这种列车，地下的、地上的。
Water supply.
水的这种供应。
Telecommunication.
这种交通通讯非常发达。
Can we say nobody's in charge?
我们能说根本没有人主宰，没有人负责吗？
Oh, nobody's in charge of Beijing.
哦，没有人管北京。
It just happened overnight.
它就是一夜之间这么就发生出来了。
Or the scientists say there's a big bang.
或者科学家说一个大爆炸的理论。
And the next morning we woke up, there it was, Beijing.
然后第二天一觉醒来啊，北京就这么出现了。
Or it just fell out from the black hole.
或者是从一个黑洞里就这么出来了。
This is a scientific explanation.
这是所谓的科学的他们的解释。
And people get Nobel prizes for this.
然后人们由于这得了诺贝尔奖。
Great philosophy.
这些了不起的哲学。
No, there's somebody in control behind everything.
不是这样的，其实一切后面都有某些人在控制着。
And then the demons say, no, this world, it's produced of sex desire. It has no other cause than lust.
那这些无神论者说，他们说这世界产生于性欲，除了色欲就再没有其他的始因了。
Yeah, they will say, yeah, you're meant to have sex. As you like, just, you know, you're just meant to enjoy it.
所以他们的宣传就是，你应该享受，你就去过性生活，你按照自己的这个愿望去。
Yeah, you have these bodies, I mean, you can enjoy.
你有这个身体，你就能够去享受的。
They don't think there's any purpose.
他们不认为这个真正之后有真正的一些原因。
So this is a demonic understanding.
对，这个是一种恶魔性的、邪恶的理解。
So text 9, Krishna goes on to explain the results of such thinking.
第九个世界，科沙进一步解释了这样的邪恶的人他们的结果是什么。
Yeah, they engage in horrible, unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world.
就得讲他们从事导致世界毁灭的无意而恐怖的活动。
We're doing so many terrible things to the world.
我们在这世界做很多可怕的事情。
People are seeing how there's global warming, that the planet is becoming warmer and the ice caps are all melting.
人们看到这个全球变暖的这问题，气温在逐渐升高，这冰山呢到时候就会融化了。
Oh, many mountains which had ice on the top, on the peaks, now it's all melted and there's no ice there anymore.
很多的这个雪山啊，或者山峰上覆盖着冰雪的，它们都化掉了，所以这些雪现在都没有了。
And the North Pole, South Pole, where there's lots of ice, is starting to break up.
而南极、北极呢，那有很多大的冰川就开始已经破裂了。
The seas are going to become bigger and flood the land.
这海洋的水位要升高，就会淹没陆地。
And the rivers are drying up.
而河流却逐渐干涸。
We can see Huang He become very just, you know, hardly any water there.
我们看到黄河现在基本都断流，没水了。
Yeah, and if there is water, it's full of chemicals from factories.
如果有一点水，都充满了工厂里的化学物质。
You know, we're doing so much damage to the environment.
我们对环境做了这么多的破坏。
They're trying to stop, but we've already done so much damage.
我们现在逐渐想停止，但实际上已经做出了这么多的破坏。
Another problem comes with nuclear reactors.
另一个问题呢，是这种化学武器的这些。
Because they have nuclear power stations.
因为有这种核电站和用核的这种。
And where they're using this nuclear power, then there's nuclear waste.
那当用这种核能的时候呢，就会有这种核污染的这种废料。
And then they have to think where to put this.
那之后就开始想把这些废料应该怎么去处理，放到什么地方。
They have these huge quantities of the nuclear waste, which is radioactive, which can give great terrible disease for thousands, millions of people.
产生了这种大量的核的废物，那它们都是有放射性的，可以对成千上万的人很长时间的造成影响。
They don't know what to do with it.
他们现在对此一无所没有办法去解决。
So they say, okay, just put it in the sea.
那他们现在就说，好吧，就给它投到深海里去。
We won't have to worry about it for 30 years.
我们三十年都不用再担心了。
Let the next generation worry about it.
对，让那个后面的那些人再去担心吧。
We don't need to worry.
我们现在就不用管它了。
This is the type of things which are going on in the world.
这就是世界上正在发生的这些事情。
And then animal killing as well.
并且还有这种对动物的杀戮。
How we've removed so many different species of life from the planet.
从这个地球上很多的物种已经消失了。
Just so that people can satisfy their senses.
只是人们想去满足自己的感官，他们做了这些活动。
We can see to put up big cities, we had to take so much agricultural land.
我们看到要建一个很大的城市，我们要取得很多的农田。
To build factories.
他们建起工厂。
In Guangdong, when you come from Hong Kong to Guangzhou, you go on the train.When I first came to China, I could see so many fields, people in the fields growing.
从香港到广州，广东的这个路上呢，马瑞说，当他最早来的时候，可以看到很多的农田，人们在那儿耕种。
But now you just see buildings.
那现在呢，只是各处都是这种建筑。
Just factories.
只是这些工厂。
And then how will we feed everybody? We've got too many people. We don't have enough food to feed everyone.
那现在人们又开始担心啊，我们怎么能够维持人们的这个足够的粮食？我们有这么多人口，但没有土地去种粮食了。
We don't have enough food to feed the people.
我们没有足够的粮食来喂饱人们。
But we're making so many motor cars and electronics. We don't have customers to buy them.
我们做了这么多的摩托车，这么多的汽车，现在没有消费者来买它们。
Yeah, we built all these big factories to produce all the goods.
建了这么多的工厂，做了各种各样的生产各种各样的产品。
But you can't eat these things.
但你不能吃这些东西。
The most important thing is to be able to produce food.
最重要的呢，首先是要产足够的粮食出来。食物。
This is true all over the world.
这个是在遍及全世界都是一个真理。
We want microchip factories, making microchips, electronics factories, electronic factories.
我们现在有这么多所谓生产电子产品的这些工厂企业。
But they don't feed people.
但这些不能够真正的喂饱人们。
So this is a demonic nature. They want to just create things for sense gratification.
因此，这实际上就是邪恶的品质的体现。他们只是想为了感官享乐去创造出各种各样的东西出来。
So these activities don't make the world peaceful.
那这些活动呢，都不能使得这世界平和。
And it doesn't lead to any real prosperity.
而且它也不会导向真正的繁荣。
Okay, so Krishna is going on to explain more about the demonic nature.
Krishna 继续描述了更多的邪恶的本性。
Text 10.
第十个是
taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in this conceit of pride and false prestige, the demonic, thus illusioned, are always sworn to unclean work, attracted by the impermanent.
邪恶的人以难填的欲壑为避所，一味沉湎于骄淫和狂妄之中。在这样的迷惑之下，他们禁不住非永恒事物的诱惑，势必经常从事不洁的行为。
So this is the problem that the this lust, Krishna had already described it in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita.
在薄伽的薄伽梵歌的第二章呢 ，Krishna 已经描述了色欲。
Wow, it's the greatest, the all-devouring sinful enemy.
那被称为是吞噬一切的最有力的敌人。
And it leads to so many sinful activities.
并且它导向无数的罪恶活动。
It begins with when people want to make a lot of money.
一开始呢，人们就开始想挣很多的钱。
Everybody, we know everyone in the world now. They're all thinking, if you have money, that's everything.
我们知道，当今世界人们都是这么想的。他觉得有钱就有了一切。
And with money, then you go to sinful activities.
而有了钱呢，我们立刻会去到这些罪恶的活动当中。
Meat eating, intoxication,
麻醉品
gambling,
赌博
and illicit sex,
非法性行为
the pillars of Kali Yuga.
卡利年代的这些柱子
It all comes about because of this greed, this lust.
只是由于这种贪婪和色欲，这些都卡利年代这些都展示出来。
That we're trying to enjoy, we want to lord over this world.
我们总是试图去享受，我们想控制这个世界。
We were hearing yesterday how we have to cultivate the mode of goodness.
我们昨天听到了应该怎么样去培养善良。善良品善良形态的这种品质。
Oh, we should keep our life pure and simple.
我们应该把自己的生活呢保持简单和纯净。
But when we're influenced by these demonic qualities, then we go the other way.
但如果受到这些邪恶品质的影响，我们就会导向相反的方向。
Then the next section, Prabhupada's, Krishna is speaking how people will.You know, because of all their desires, they will try to get money by so many illegal means for their own sense gratification.
下面呢 ，Krishna 就描述了由于这些欲望，人们就用各种非法的行为想要去满足他们。
Text 13 to 15, Krishna describes how the demonic person thinks.
十三第十四个世界 ，Krishna 描述这些人他们会怎么想。
If somebody has more money than me, I will kill him.
他说：“如果一个人比我更有钱，我会杀了他。
”I am the Lord. I am the enjoyer.
我是这个主人，我是享受者。
Ishwaraham, I am the controller.
Ishwaraham, 我是控制者。
Ahambogi, I am the enjoyer.
Ahambogi, 我是享受者。
Siddhuham, I am perfect.
Siddhuham, 我是完美的。
Balavam.Balavam, I am strong.
Balavam, 我是强有力的。
Aham Sukhi, I am happy.
Aham Sukhi, 我是快乐的。
This is a demonic mentality.
其实这些都是邪恶者的这种心思。
So because they have all these they have all these material desires, they do so many things.To get money.
由于他们有所有这些物质主义的欲望，所以他们做各种各样的活动，想去挣钱。
But what is the result?
但是结果是什么呢
？Text 16 describes.
第十六个世界描述了结果。
Thus perplexed by various anxieties, bound by a network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell.
众多的焦虑使他们茫然无措。幻觉密网将他们牢牢缚住，他们因而变得过分迷醉于感官享乐，而跌入地狱的深渊。
They fall into hell. They don't perform any. They don't follow any rules and regulations.
他们不追随任何的规范原则，最终会堕入地狱。
If they do perform a sacrifice, they do it for their own name and fame and prestige.
他们如果真的做了这些祭祀呢，也只是为了自己的金钱、名声、地位而做。
And they're always envious of the Supreme Lord.
而他们总是嫉妒的至尊主。
So text 19, Krishna describes what is the destination of such people.
第十九个世界就讲到了对这些人他们的目的地是什么样的。
Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the ocean of material existence.Into various demonic species of life.
那些胸怀嫉妒、心藏恶意之徒，那些最下贱的人类渣子，我把他们永恒地投进物质存在的海洋，投入种种邪恶的生命种族之中。
And then Krishna goes on in the next verse to say that they can never approach me.
而下面一个时间呢 ，Krishna 就说了，他们永远也不能接近我。
They take birth again and again in these demonic species.
他们在这些邪恶的生命中不断的投生。
Krishna is describing what is the result of these demonic qualities.
那 Krishna 就描述了这种邪恶的品质的它导向的结果是什么。
That you have to enter into these animal bodies like dogs or pigs, and you remain there for birth after birth. You never get out.
我们就要进入这些低等的动物的身体里，猪啊、狗啊，并且我们会在那儿待很长的时间出不来。
Isn't Krishna merciful to them?
那 Krishna 对他们是不是仁慈的呢？
They don't want Krishna's mercy.
他们不想要 Krishna 的仁慈。
So Krishna just lets them suffer, rot in the material world.
所以 Krishna 就让他们在这物质世界堕落、腐烂、痛苦。
So these verses are put here just to make it clear what is the destination of these demonic people.
所以这些世界就讲得很清楚，这些邪恶的人他们的结果会是怎么样的。
So after hearing about this, one should think, well, how to get out? What can they do to change?
听过了
What can save them?
这些之后呢，人应该想，那我应该做什么才能帮助他们，使他们摆脱这种境况？
So Krishna explains in text 21 what they have to do. Their only hope for the demonic people.
因此呢 ，Krishna 就在二十一个世界讲了这些人应该怎么办，他们唯一的希望是什么。
So there are three gates leading to hell: lust, anger, and greed.
那就讲到通向地狱的三重门：色欲、嗔怒、贪婪。
One has to give them up.
一个人一定要放弃这些。
So this is how they can avoid the remaining in these miserable material bodies.
这是我们怎么样才能避免留在这个痛苦的物质世界
？Lust, if we have a lust to enjoy, so if we don't get our enjoyment, then we become angry.
色欲呢？我们是有这种色欲，想要去享受，而如果我们得不到想要享受的东西，我们就变得愤怒。
The lust becomes anger. Anger is the younger brother.
这个色欲就变成了这个嗔怒，这嗔怒实际上是他的一个弟弟。
And when we do get sense gratification, if we do are able to satisfy our lust, then we want more. We become greedy for more.
而如果我们真的得到了这种满足色欲的机会，我们真正享受了，我们就会想要更多，想去享受更多。
So you see, from lust comes anger or greed.
所以我们看到从这个色欲呢产生出嗔怒或者是贪婪
We have to avoid these things.
我们一定要避免这些
comes from this lust.
这些都是由色欲而产生的
How to conquer over this lust?
而怎么能征服这色欲呢
Krishna explains in text 22
在二十二世纪 Krishna 就解释这一点
O son of Kunti The man who has escaped these three gates performs acts conducive to self-realization and thus gradually attains the supreme destination.
昆提之子呀，避开了这三重地狱之门的人，践行由于自我自觉的事，就可逐渐到达至高无上的目的地。
Yeah. We have to follow the rules and regulations of the scriptures.
我们一定要遵循经典给出的规范原则。
Then we can come to to Krishna consciousness.
之后呢，我们就能够得到 Krishna 知觉。
So there are different rules and regulations for different people.
那针对不同的人，也就有不同的规范和原则。
It's like we were saying, some people are sannyasis, some are brahmacharis, some are grihasthas.
就像我们说了，有些人是 sannyasi， 有些人是 brahmacharis， 有些是 grihastha。
So when we follow the scriptures, we can elevate ourselves out of this material world.
当我们遵循这些规范原则的时候，我们就可以提升自己，使得自己超脱于这个物质世界。
Krishna brought the Vedas to this world just to help us to get us out from this world.
Krishna 把这伟达经带到这个世界，就是为了帮助我们能够超脱于这个物质世界。
But if we don't follow the scriptures,
但如果我们不追随规则,
then Krishna explains what happens.
那 Krishna 就解释那会发生什么。
Text 23. He who disregards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination.
而漠视经典训谕、任意妄行的人，既不能达到完美境界，也不能获得快乐幸福，更不能达到至高无上的目的地。
Prabhupada explains in the purport. He said, someone may know all of the things what's in the scriptures, but he does not follow.
帕帕在要旨里就说，有些人他可能非常清楚经典的训谕是什么，但是他不去追随。
Then he's the lowest of men.
那实际上他就是最下贱的人类的渣子。
We have to learn to follow scriptures.
我们应该学着去追随经典。
And this way only we can purify ourselves.
而只有通过这种方式，我们才能够净化自己。
The last paragraph you can read. The word karma karata is very significant. The last paragraph, text 23.
在色语中妄为 karma karata 一词非常重要。明知故犯的人是在色语中行事。他知道不允许，但仍旧照干不误，这就叫做故意妄行。他知道这个应该去做，但就是不去做，因此说他固执己见。这样的人注定要受到至尊主惩罚。这种人无法到达人生所指向的完美境界。人生的目的在于净化人的生存，若不遵行规范守则，自我就不得不到净化，也不能达到真正的快乐之境。
So Krishna is speaking strongly, he's giving a strong recommendation for all of us that we have to study the rules and regulations and follow them.
Krishna 呢，在这里是给出的一个很有强有力的一个指导，也就是说，我们所有人都应该学习经典，并且去追随经典。
Then you can make spiritual progress.
在这样做之后，我们才能取得灵性的进步。
Prabhupada took so much time to write these books, to translate them for us.
帕帕呢花了这么多时间写作这些书籍，把它们为我们翻译出来。
Not only just for us to read them, but to follow them also to practice.
不是只是让我们去读一读，而是让我们真正去追随、去实践。
We want to teach this knowledge to other people.
我们也想向其他人教导这些。
One of the good qualities is one should be simple, straightforward.
有一项品质，好的品质就在一个人应该很淳朴，他应该很直率，坦率直言。
It means that he when he tells someone, recommends someone to do something, he has to do it also himself.
也就意味着呢，他向别人推荐应该去做某事的时候，他自己应该首先是这么做的。
If the teacher, we remember at school, the teachers would say, don't smoke.
那我们记得在学校的时候，老师会教导我们不要吸烟。
Very dirty, very bad for health, you waste a lot of money.
这个一方面很脏，对健康不益，而且你浪费很多钱。
But we would all think, but teacher, we know you smoke.
但是如果我们看到啊，老师您也在抽烟呢。
But the teachers are all smoking.
很多的老师他们都吸烟。
When you from the room where the teacher's room, whenever you open the door, the wave of smoke.
什么时候老师的办公室打开门，哗哗哗的烟都涌出来。
But the teachers are saying, "Don't smoke."
但老师说不要吸烟，吸烟很糟糕，不好。
So what is the value of that time? That kind of teaching is not good.
所以这种教导有什么意义呢？这种教导一点也没有意思。
In the same way.We are devotees. We want to teach Krishna consciousness. We have to follow ourselves, then teach to others.
同样的，作为奉献者，我们想去教导 Krishna 知觉，但我们首先要自己去追随，然后才能够教给其他人。
Lord Chaitanya used to quote a verse. He would say, "Bharata bhumi te haila manusya janmajar janma sartaka karikara paraupakar." The meaning is that you have a rare birth, the human life.
主柴太太经常引述这样的一个世界，他的意思是说，你是这么得到这么罕有的人类形体。
Make your life perfect.
就让把你的生命完美了吧。
And then teach others.
之后呢，去教导其他人。
We have to practice this Krishna consciousness ourselves. Then we will be empowered to teach it to others.
我们首先呢，要自己亲自的去修习这 Krishna 知觉，然后我们会被赐予力量，有能力去教导其他人。
Because Prabhupada followed perfectly, he was able to inspire so many other people.
由于帕帕他是这么完美的追随了这一切，所以他有力量去启发、激励这么多的人。
If we also follow carefully and strictly.Then we will also be empowered by Krishna.
如果我们也是非常小心、非常严格的去遵循所有这一切，我们也会被 Krishna 赐予力量。
And so, in the last verse of this chapter, Krishna glorifies the instructions of the scripture.
在这一章的最后一个世界呢 ，Krishna 就荣耀了这经典里的训示。因此，人应该根据经典的规定，明白什么是职责，什么不是职责。知道了这些规范，就应该身体力行，渐入高境。
So following the principles of scripture is meant for both the impersonalist and the personalist.
实际上呢，追随经典的规范是既针对非人格主义者，也是针对人格主义者的。
You know, many people buy Prabhupada's books. They're impersonalists. They're非人格啊。But they like to read Prabhupada's books.
有很多人他们买帕帕书，他们可能是一些非人格主义者，但他们喜欢阅读帕帕的书。
So everyone who is practicing spiritual life, whether they're personalist or impersonalist, they recognize the scriptures and they study the scriptures.
所有的这些做灵性修习的人，不管他们是人格主义者和非人格主义者，他们都推荐这个经典，并且去学习、追随这些经典。
We have to study the scripture regularly.
我们也一样，我们都应该有规律的去学习这些经典。
And the test of how much you have understood the scriptures.
而对于我们对经典究竟了解了多少的一个测试，就在于
This is understood by how you follow.
我们有多少程度的在追随。
If you don't follow, you're reading the scripture and you don't follow.
如果我们阅读，但是我们却不追随的话
，then you're not going to progress.
那我们就不会取得进步。
Any questions?
有任何问题吗？
那个，你前面说那个在善良形态中，那抛发提到了科学家他们属于善良形态，但科学家制造出了原子弹，这种行为又属于恶魔的行为，所以在善良形态的人当中有没有恶魔？
yeah, there could be some demons in the mortal goodness.
那有些恶魔可能也是处在善良形态里面。
Generally, they won't be in the mortal goodness for very long.
但他们不会在善良形态维持很长时间。
We said, although they're in the mortal goodness for some, they'll go into passion and ignorance also.
他们可能也去做这个愚昧形态的苦行很长时间。
That's the nature of just being in the mode of goodness that you'll be influenced also by passion and ignorance.
他们可能会处在善良心态，但是同时受到情欲和愚昧心态的影响。
And so you see with the scientists that they cultivate a lot of knowledge, they studied so much and they understood the atom and everything.
所以科学家我们看到他们做很多研究，也理解了很多事物，能明白原子的结构等等。
And they think about how to get some value from that knowledge.
那他们就想着怎么样从这些知识里边取得一些有益的东西。
But they come up with things like atom bombs.
但最后却制造了像原子弹这样的东西。
Or power stations which simply create nuclear waste, which are so dangerous.
或者呢，就是这种核电站，弄出很多的这种污染物。
We thought motor cars were great things for a little while.
这种机动车是很好的一个东西。
But we can see what a hell is created for Beijing now.
但我们可以看到北京现在就是整个一个地狱般的一个情况。
There's so many cars everywhere.
到处都是汽车。
And then more and more pollution in the atmosphere.
更多更多的对环境的污染。
More and more noise everywhere.
那到处都有更多的噪音了。
But we are thinking luxury.
我们还，但是我们仍觉得啊，这是很富裕繁荣的景象。
The price of our luxury is hell.
我们的这种繁荣的代价是地狱的一个境况。
Just so that we can travel a little faster, a little quicker, the whole place has to become hell.
我们呢，只是更快的，可能更快的能够运到其他地方，但整个这个地方变成一个地狱般的地方。
So many people killed every day on the roads.
每天呢，公路上会很多人被杀死，车祸。
The noise pollution,
这种声音的污染，
the air pollution,
空气的污染。
Is it worth all of it?
那这些代价值不值得呢？
And it gets worse every day, more and more cars.
并且日复一日，情况变得越来越糟，更多的汽车不断还被生产。
More and more cars means they have to build more and more roads.
更多的汽车意味着我们还要建更多的路。
More and more highways everywhere.
到处都有更多的高速公路现在。
Taking away the valuable land which could be used for just growing food.
而这些公路是占用耕地建起来的，那耕地原本是能够提供很好的食物的。
对不对？您刚才说就是要追随经典，遵循经典的规范与原则这些，但是我们在实际的，就是这个。生活中啊，经常碰到有人问，有人反击，他说：“你们的经典也是人写出来的，你怎么能证明你的经典是完美的？”我们应该怎么样去回答他？
嗯 ，Well, we can tell them that you cannot find any defect in this knowledge from these scriptures.
我们可以这么跟他们说：你们从这个经典的知识里面找不到任何的缺陷。
If you look at science andphysics and chemistry and how everything changes every few years with more and more research, they have to change everything.
我们看这种科学的研究，比如说物理、化学，总是这样，每过一段时间就有新的东西出来，更多的这种研究之后就会要变化很多东西。
But Bhagavad Gita is eternal knowledge.
但不加梵歌它是永恒的知识。
Nobody can find any fault. There's no defect. It's perfect knowledge.
任何人他找不到缺陷，这知识是完美的。
We don't have to change. We don't change the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
我们不会去变换不加梵歌的这知识。
You don't have to.Bring it up to date. Oh, it's out of date. No, it's the same. It's absolute knowledge.
我们也不用让它总是与时俱进做一些变化。它是永恒的、完美的知识。
The body changes from boy to youth to old age.
身体会变化，从童年、青年到老年。
The time of death, the soul leaves the body. You have to take another body.
死亡的时刻，灵魂离开躯体，要去接受新的躯体。
This is eternal knowledge.
这些是永恒的知识。
Lust is from lust comes anger.
从色欲产生愤怒。
From anger comes illusion.
从愤怒产生迷幻。
The laws of nature are the same.
所以这个自然的法则还是一样的。
The laws of nature are all described in Bhagavad Gita.
而在博迦梵歌里就描述了这些自然的法则。
So this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is eternal knowledge. It's not coming from man. It's coming from the Lord Himself.
所以呢，这个博迦梵歌的知识，它是永恒的知识，它不是由人编转出来，而是由神那儿来的。
And we can understand that by seeing how everything within the instruction of Bhagavad Gita is perfect knowledge.
而我们实际的可以看到，在博迦梵歌里的所有这些训示都是完美的知识。
And our ordinary people, they have four defects.
我们这些普通人呢，都有我们的四项缺陷。
They make mistakes.
他们会犯错误。
Subject to illusion.
会受限于迷幻。
Imperfect senses.
会有不完美的感官。
And try to cheat or they're cheating.
并且呢，有欺骗或者受骗的这种本质。
But Krishna is presenting. He's speaking Bhagavad Gita. It's the absolute truth.
但 Krishna 所呈现的这博迦梵歌呢，是绝对的真理。
So they may not accept Bhagavad Gita. What knowledge do they accept?
那这些人他们可能不接受薄伽梵的这些知识，但他们所接受的又是什么知识？
They will go to some ordinary person with whose condition who makes mistakes.
所以他们会找一些普通人，那这些普通人的条就状况就是他们总会犯错误。
Some ordinary person who can't control, who has imperfect senses, tries to achieve.
咱们去找这些有不完美的感官，要有欺骗的这种倾向，这些人去寻求知识。
But the Vedas were the Vedas and the Bhagavad Gita have been accepted for thousands of years.
但是韦达经呢，薄伽梵歌，它是几千年来一直都被人们所接受的。
And people who follow them, they get great spiritual benefit.
而那些真正追随的人呢，他们就得到极大的灵性的受益。
You just have to look at these people and see who is worth following.
那我们就去看这些人，我们到底去追随谁。
Who do you want to be? Do you want to be like them?
你想成为什么样的人？你想成为这些人，还是想成为奉献者一样的人？
You know, who attracts you? Are you attracted to the meat eater, the drunkard?
谁真正吸引你？你是不是受到那些吃肉喝酒的人的吸引？
You want to be with them?
你想跟他们在一起吗？
Then follow their life.
那如果想的话，你就去追随他们的生活。
Follow their philosophy.
去追随他们的哲学。
And end up like them.
那就像他们一样的最后。
Miserable,
很痛苦
suffering,
在遭受苦难
But if you follow the Vedas, follow Bhagavad Gita, chant Hare Krishna,
但如果我们追随韦达，追随薄伽梵歌，唱诵 Hare Krishna,
then you'll be happy.
那我们就会变得快乐。
The materialists are just, their life is just full of anxiety.
这些物质主义者，他们的生活实际上就是充满焦虑的。
We're hearing from Krishna, he says, how much their greed, they want such strong desire, so the big desire to get more and more money, more power.
所以我们从 Krishna 那已经听说他们的这种焦虑，他们来自于贪婪的这种各种各样的欲望，总是想要更多、更多、更多的这种焦虑。
But Lord Chaitanya says in the Shikshasikam, I don't want wealth.
主柴坦尼亚在是《Shikta Bhashungui》里面说：“我不要财富。”
Nadanam Najanam Nasundari, I don't want wealth, I don't want followers, I don't want even all these women.
他说：“我不要钱，我不要追随者，这些女子我也不想要去得到。”
I just want devotional service.
我只想要奉爱服务。
This is the thinking of the devotee.
这是一个奉献者的想法。
Please engage me in your service.
请让我参与对您的奉献服务。
Devotees also have anxiety.
奉献者也有他们的焦虑。
But our anxiety is not like the material.
但我们的这种焦虑跟物质主义者的是完全不同的。
Our anxiety is for Krishna and Krishna's service.
我们的焦虑呢是为了 Krishna 而焦虑，是为了对 Krishna 的服务而焦虑。
Yeah, we can be an anxiety about printing books or building a temple.
我们可能为了印书啊，建一个庙而感到非常的焦虑。
Putting on some big program for Krishna consciousness,
或者呢，为了 Krishna 知觉去做一些大的活动，我们感到焦虑。
That kind of anxiety, you'll make advancement by accepting anxiety for Krishna's service.
但是呢，通过接受这些为了 Krishna 服务而产生的焦虑，我们却可以取得进步。
But if you're simply thinking, I want money, I have to go and drink more, I have to gamble more.
那但是如果我们想啊，我需要更多的钱，我得去喝更多的酒，去做更多的赌博。
Then you just go to hell.
那这样的话，我们只会下到地狱去。
So you can see, it was mentioned, the divine and demonic are understood by their qualities.
所以呢，这里有讲这个神圣和邪恶呢，是根据他们的这种品性得以体现的。
Some people, the divine quality, the devotee will follow the scriptures.
那这种有神圣品质奉献者，他们会去追随经典。
If you don't follow the scriptures, if they say these scriptures are made by men, okay, then you'll become like them.
那如果你听这些人的话，他们说不要去追随经典，这些都是人所创造出来的。那如果这样，你就变得跟他们一样。
What are they like?
那他们到底是像什么样子的呢？
Oh, illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, gambling.
这些非法性行为，吃肉、麻醉品、赌博，他们做这样的活动。
So. You make your choice.
所以我们做自己的选择。
But if you don't want her, and you don't accept her scriptures, then you go and follow their scriptures.
那我们不追随这里的经典，那我们就会去追随他们的这些经典。
Go to the club.
就去到俱乐部。
那个原先有人问说，灵性世界有神像。
Is there deity in the spiritual world?
有神像。
Is there deity in the spiritual world?
我们到那边知道。
Once we go there, we will know.
Sacrifices.
What's the meaning?
Mm-hmm. What's, well, he wants to know what the meaning
is. Yeah, what's the...
But he just mentioned the five sacrifices.
您不是已经说过了吗？这些五种。
不理解
still feel confused.
But we said the real sacrifice in this Kali Yuga is Sankirtan.
我们说这卡利尼的真正的祭祀是 Sankirtan.
You don't have to worry about the other sacrifices.
我们不用太担心其他这些祭祀。
The real sacrifice is Sankirtan Yagya.
真正的祭祀是 Sankirtan Yagya.
You do that sacrifice.
我们就做这个祭祀就可以了。
But in the next chapter,We will read about other what kind of sacrifices you can perform.
但实际上呢，下一章里边我们就讲到了可以进行的其他的祭祀。
Krishna will explain in chapter 17 about different kinds of sacrifices.
Krishna 在第十七章就讲到了不同种类的这种祭祀活动。
But these sacrifices are in Kali Yuga, but we don't have Brahmins, qualified Brahmins to do sacrifices.
问题在于我们在卡利年代没有这些有资格的婆罗门去做这些祭祀活动。
And we don't have the money also.
并且我们也没有这么多钱。
那为什么 Krishna 对阿尔朱呢讲祭祀？
Because Krishna is speaking in another age.
因为 Krishna 那时候是在另外一个年代在讲。
Arjuna is a Kshatriya.
Arjuna 是个 Kshatriya.
He has money.
他有钱。
He's a king.
他是个国王。
Pandavas, they rule the world.
Pandava, 他们拥有整个世界。
那他们拥有 Krishna 还要再做其他的祭祀吗？
Yes.
是的，还要做。
You can read in the Krishna book.
我们可以阅读 Krishna。
That Maharaj Yudhisthira performed Rajasuya sacrifice.
Yudhisthira Maharaj 他做了 Rajasuya 这个祭祀。
And Krishna came to attend.
Krishna 也来参加了这祭祀。
Krishna was washing the feet of all the people.
Krishna 在为所有的人沐浴他们的足。
And then they selected Krishna as the most worshipable person.
大家就选择了 Krishna 这作为最值得崇拜的人。
Because Krishna was also a king.
因为 Krishna 他也是个国王。
So that he came, you know, he was.Showing how to the duties of the king.
他就在展示这个国王作为一个国王的职责是怎么样的。
In Taiwan, they still have a king in Taiwan.
在泰国现在还有国王。
And every year they still do some sacrifice.
每年他们还做一些祭祀的活动。
They bring some bulls. They plow the field.
比如说，带着这个耕牛在那耕地，他们皇家的皇室会做这样的祭祀活动。
现在在中国，每年在那个轩辕皇帝的那个纪念日的时候，政府也做这个祭祀。
哦。
可是现在中国没有真正的那个婆罗门，所以他那祭祀。
Temple of Heaven, that was the place where they do sacrifices.
天坛就是过去皇上做祭祀的地方吗？
That's why that place was built.
就是为什么建起那个地方，就是专门为了祭祀而建的地方。
So these sacrifices, these are good because they keep us, they help us to have faith in scripture.
那这些祭祀实际上还是好的，因为它帮助我们能够对经典有信心。
And this is proper use of wealth.
而且这也是对财富的一个恰当的运用。
Because the wealth is used for the sacrifice for the pleasure of the supreme Lord.
因为呢，这个财富被用于为了取悦至尊主而做的这些祭祀活动了。
Any other question?
还有其他问题吗？
我儿子在看一本有关于外星人这方面的那个科技的书，他问过一个问题，我不知道怎么回答。他说就是这些外星人，他们也属于灵性星球上的人吗？他们跟奎师那是什么关系呢？也是他的扩展吗？
Question then.
Alien.
Oh. My. Well, they can be from another planet.
可能是从其他星宿来的。
There are living entities all over the universe.
整个宇宙遍及着生物体。
And certainly there are beings on other planets.
当然了，其他的星球上也会有生命存在。
The demonic nature is to think only this planet, only humans. We are the only civilized people.
这种恶魔的想法，他们会觉得啊，只有我们这个地球上。有这种生命体，我们是唯一的这种文明的这个生命体。
That is very limited.
但那是一个非常局限性的一个狭隘的一个想法。
There are so many planets in so many universes.
有这么多的星球，有这么多的宇宙。
Can you think we are the only living entities?
我们能觉得自己是唯一的这种生物体。
We are here to control the whole everything. Everything is under our control.
我们是要控制一切的，一切都在我们的控制之下。
No, there are many planets, and there are many also advanced civilizations in other planets.
实际上有很多的星球，也在其他星球上有这种更高的这种文明的存在。
We hear about them in Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们从圣典波迦瓦坛里面听到这些讯息。
We hear about the heavenly, the higher planets, the demigods.
我们听到这种天堂星宿这些半神人的一些事情。
Different. Activities which are going on there, how they do sacrifices.
在那所进行的不同的活动，他们如何去做祭祀
？How they travel in their airplanes from one planet to another.
他们呢坐着这种飞机从一个星球可以旅行到另外一个星球。
They have mystic powers.
他们有玄秘的力量。
And there are lower planets also.
同样的也存在着更低等的一些星球。
More demonic persons live in the lower planets.
那更加具有恶魔倾向的人，他们会生活在更低等的星球。
But they also can be opulent. They have powers.
但他们也有他们那种富裕，他们的力量。
他那个就是说，他们有原罪名称，就是月球上没有人。是《佛家梵歌》上说的那个，如果瑜伽师在黑夜有烟的时候，他那个那个。
As a scientist, they said that on the moon there's no living beings, but in the Bhagavad Gita it said during the dark night, if there's smoke, the yogis will go to the moon. It's like contradiction for her.
Who said that there's no living entities?
Yu Hang Yuan, the pilot.
Astronomer.
Astronomers.
Yeah, they say that no one, 没有人 Yeah, we don't believe these are strong astronomers.
我们其实并不真正信任这些宇航员
You know, we take knowledge from the scriptures.
我们是从经典接受知识的
The astronomers, they're using their imperfect senses.
宇航员在运用他们不完美的感官。
They have imperfect senses. They get, you know, we see things we don't always see perfectly.
他们的感官并不完美。我们知道，我们看东西的时候不能够完美去看到。
Just like we cannot see the soul in the body.
就像我们看不到身体里的灵魂。
But we know there's a soul in the body.
但我们知道灵魂里存在着，身体里存在着灵魂。
So in the same way, these scientists they cannot see life on the other planet.
所以同样这些科学家他们看不到其他的星球上存在生命
But that doesn't mean there's no life.
但这并不意味着就真的没有不存在
The scientists are always changing their opinion.
这些科学家总在变换着他们的观点。
So we follow the scriptures, and they tell us about the life on other planets.
因此呢，我们接受的是经典，而经典告诉我们，其他星球是存在生命的。
Just like the sun planet, they will say, "Oh, nobody could be living in the sun planet. It's so hot. It's all fire."
就像太阳星，太阳，那科学家说，没有人能生活在太阳上，那儿非常热，到处都是火焰。
But living entities could have fiery bodies.
但是一个生物体它可能具有像火焰这样的躯体。
Just like they used to believe in sterilization, that you heat something, make it very hot, and then you kill all the germs.
比如说在过去的医学上，他们相信你就把这个东西加得很热，然后就能杀死所有的细菌，有这样的一个认识。
We think, okay, the needle has been sterilized now, all the germs are killed because I heated it.
Now,当时人们就想，这个针呢，我已经给它烧过了，所以所有的细菌都被杀死了，它就已经是干净的了。
But then a few years ago, then they found out, oh, there's so many germs, they're still living.
但几年之后呢，人们发现很多的细菌在这种高温下还是存活的。
The scientists, they have to change their ideas, they have to change their theories.
这些科学家他不得不去变换他的这种观念，他的这些理论。
But we don't change the Vedas.
但我们并没有改变韦达经。
There's nothing wrong in the scripture.
在经典里没有什么是不正确的。
If it doesn't agree with what the scientists or the astronomers say, then the scientists are wrong.
那如果这个跟这些科学家或者说宇航员的说法有不一样的话，那说明科学家或者宇航员他们错了。
Okay. So we will stop there now with the class.
那我们下一讲课结束。
No, we have to give initiation for two.
我们现在给两个让他们做启迪。
Haribo! Haribo!